You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Well, let's touch on one team real briefly, because I know how you always feel about the Tampa Bay Rays, but this is a team that just constantly goes out and makes the playoffs despite being nothing all that sexy. And they do have some names in there that are sexy, like the Wander Franco's of the world. Sure. But Kevin Kiermaier may not be a Ray going forward, and that's a big name to replace. And I know the Rays are a factory, but do the Rays have someone like a Kevin Kiermaier just ready to go?
Well, you know, they always have pitchers ready to go, and they're a better team than I give them credit for every year, and they were this year. And frankly, even though I picked the Guardians to win that matchup, you know, both games were one-run games in Cleveland. Tampa outperforms every year, and they outperform by a lot, my predictions. They do have Wander Franco. You're right. They're better than I give them credit for. You know, a couple more hitters here and there. And they're willing to pull off a surprise here and there. Give it a shot. They tried for Freddie Freeman. Who knows? Maybe they'll do something big. Even though they don't draw many fans, I think their revenues are good enough that certainly that they can try to do something like that. Interesting. And, you know, they're going to be good every year. They know what they're doing. And I've got to reevaluate my evaluations of the race because it's me. It's me. It's not them. That's something I've heard. Heard a few times. It's me. It's not you.
But, yeah, well, we've all been there. We've all been there, John, to say the least. The Blue Jays are a team that really intrigued me because they were a team this season that, you know, everyone told me I was wrong about. And, you know, I do think I was at least a little wrong about, because early in the season, I kept describing them as the shiny new toy that everybody just really desperately wants. And for whatever reason, this team just was never doing it for me, despite the young studs that they have, despite going to get Kevin Gausman, losing Robbie Ray hurt, but bringing in a Kevin Gausman and seeing what Alek Manoah had turned himself into. This team is young and exciting and will be around for the foreseeable future. The question is, what are they missing? Because I can't even put my complete finger on it. They're not good enough to compete in that division even still.
Yeah, they underachieved. I thought they would win that division. They did not. They changed managers. They continued to underachieve, I felt. You know, I think they should be better. They've done a nice job of adding pieces. Obviously, Manoah's an ace. Gausman's a very nice piece. They have a terrific infield, a lot of power there. They've got Bichette, they've got Vlad. I think there's something going on with the chemistry where they're underperforming. And if I'm them, I would kind of try to improve that bullpen. They've obviously got Romano on the back end, but you need bullpen pieces. Really, how many pitchers are 8-inning pitchers at this point? You got Alcantara, maybe Wheeler. There just aren't 8-inning pitchers anymore in baseball, and their bullpen is not great. I do think it's a chemistry issue with them, though, because those names, that team, they should be better.
Mm-hmm. And last team that got knocked out, and I don't know what to expect from them going forward, but then again, we didn't know what to expect from them this season, the St. Louis Cardinals, a team that second half just went off after the additions of Quintana and the addition of Jordan Montgomery. But now they're about to lose basically the stalwarts of this organization. You know, Pujols is going to be hanging them up as well as Molina. Is this a franchise? Now, I'm not suggesting because those two are retiring that now the Cardinals are screwed and have to start from the drawing board. It's not exactly like those two were the guys carrying the team. But what does this franchise look like going forward? It's no longer the same faces that we've seen for 20 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, they draft and develop really well. They have a lot of good young position players in their pipeline, and I think they're going to be really good every year. They do a very nice job. I don't think there's any two ways about it. I think they'll survive this. Obviously, those are two big losses, Hall of Famers. But, you know, I mean, Pujols was amazing this year. But, you know, I think they're still going to be good. You know, they tried at the deadline, unlike a lot of teams, and they improved. I'm surprised that they could not win at home when they had the chance. And Arenado and Goldschmidt, who had great years, did not come through. But, you know, I think potentially they could move Edmund to second and sign one of the big shortstops. Not sure that's them, though. I do think, you know, as we sit here today, and maybe I'll be proven wrong, I think they'll bring Wainwright back. I think he'll come back since, I mean, if he was retiring, wouldn't he have said, like, his two buddies that I'm going out with them, right? He didn't say anything like that. So I assume he'll be back, and I assume that they will be good again. If I'm them, though, I would try to figure out a little bit in that bullpen. You know, I want to fix everybody's bullpen. I always think that's the issue, and I always think that's easier because a starting pitcher just costs so much money nowadays, and I don't know that that's always the answer. Look at all the stars, you know, that have already struggled in the postseason from the pitching standpoint. So, you know, I'm them. I go out and get some more sure things in that bullpen. I guess nobody's a sure thing, but that Helsley, who throws 103, that first game, that was really the deciding factor. Them losing that big lead in the ninth inning and giving up six runs to the Phillies. You know, I would look to bulk up the pen, but I wouldn't rule them out of the shortstop mix. That will be the interesting one in free agency this year. Mm-hmm.